Williams, Ms. Magazine says Trump voters want to repeal women's right to vote. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 2, 2024. Trump supporters want to repeal women's right to vote. And women's suffrage may be the canary in the coal mine for further drastic changes to the electoral system, Ms. Magazine warns in its latest issue. In an article worthy of The Onion, Ms. Writer Emma Cheslick, she/her, a self-described queer, disabled and neurodivergent public historian and museum worker, states that several influential Trump supporters have expressed disdain for women and women's rights this month. Many of these threatened women's bodily autonomy, including at least one threat of rape, she adds. As an example, she/her offers extended citations from Pastor Joel Wippen, presumably an influential Trump supporter, and a biblically based opponent of women's suffrage. Wippen apparently said in his podcast that he allows his wife to vote despite his opposition to the 19th Amendment. But what we're practicing is not hypocrisy. What we're practicing is restitution, my loving wife said. Wicked people stole half of your vote, husband, and I would like to give it back to you. Wippen's argument against women's suffrage is part of a broader picture of how Christian nationalism uses Christian theology to change the entire election process itself, she/her asserts ominously. If we had a Christian nation tomorrow, and women did have the right to vote, we would not have a Christian nation within 50 years because the husband has been appointed by God as the head of his home, Wippen reportedly said. The repeal of the 19th Amendment is actually not about trying to take away the female vote, Wippen contended, but it's trying to say, no, there's a family vote. Although Wippen's view of Christian nationalism seems extreme, she/her acknowledges, his view of an actualized America closely aligns with key Trump supporters and new cabinet members who see the future of America as one where women's rights are not part of a future Christian America. Curiously, but not surprisingly, she/her almost exclusively cites Wippen. Despite her suggestion that he represents a vast movement of women-hating influential Trump supporters. Perhaps the others were not so forthcoming about their nefarious plans to eliminate women's suffrage. Whatever the case, it is good to know that Trump derangement syndrome, TDS, is not completely dead. Whenever the fires of TDS appear to die out, there will always be a helpful public historian at Ms. Magazine to blow on the embers. Follow @WilliamsRome.